First question I got to ask, why the Becker School Board? It is kind of a thankless job.
The short answer is to try and get back to the community. The longer answer is, it's pretty much the way I've been involved with the community ever since we've been here. So most of my time and involvement was when my kids were younger. So I coached my son's baseball team when he was growing up because they needed a coach. Coached my son's wrestling team because they needed a coach. Once they got into high school, I pretty much stepped back and said, you know what? Teachers got this. They need to stand on their own and good to go. Well, now the Becker board kind of needed somebody. There was a resignation. So I said, well, this is my chance to try and get back to the community. Most of my kids that went through it have benefited from the school. So I'll throw my name in the hat, and I was selected.
Looking as someone who's had three, almost four kids in the district, What can you tell me about Becker Public Schools that they do really well? What are you most proud of about the school?
I think there's a lot of things that Becker does really good. I guess I'll start off, not necessarily the academic side, but the other side, and then we'll get into academics. So just if you look at this last year, we had girls state basketball. We were nationals in the robotics team. We had state football. The girls basketball, I just mentioned, it wasn't their first time to the state tournament. So a lot of really good extracurricular activities that they can participate in. And then you build on top of that on the academics. My daughter was able to graduate and get into a teaching program up at Moorhead. And really enjoyed that. My two sons, they're a little less on the academic side of things and they wanted to get into work. One of them gave it a shot down at Iowa, but decided he just wanted to go out and get a job. And the education they got at Becker enabled them to do that. The relationships they built throughout sports, along with the academics that they were able to achieve. And my youngest daughter is really doing well in school, loves it, is looking at a wide variety of things. She's kind of bouncing around from a lot of different fields of interest. So we'll see if she's trying to settle on some. But they just seem to really take care of the kids and support them in their education.
Now, as the father of someone who is looking at different colleges and different programs, do you feel that Becker Public School has done a good job of preparing them for that next step?
I think so, and that's one of the things, like if you look out at my website, the Burning for School Board, one of the principles there that I say that I think we need to make sure we're doing, that we're doing, is preparing our kids in a very well-rounded manner so they can do just some of the things that I described that my kids have been able to do. If you want to go on to a four-year college, great, let's make sure you're ready and prepared to do that, and I think they do. It's very heavily stressed. But I also think that if you don't want to pursue a four-year college, that isn't for you. You want to, say, go into the military or go into the trades, you know, plumber and electrician, something like that. We need to make sure they're prepared for that also. I think maybe that was less stressed historically, but I do feel that that's shifting and that we are making sure that those fields are stressed also, and I really support that. So, yeah, short answer, yes, I think they do a good job, and we're continuing to do a good job and, you know, looking back and making sure we make adjustments where needed.
Now, as a parent, but more importantly, as a resident of the Becker community, what challenges do you see the school district either having to prepare for or encountering? You know, what dark clouds are on the horizon?
Well, I would answer that similar to the way that I presented in May when I was presenting to the board of, you know, whether I wanted to be on there as a temporary fill. And that is, much like the broader community, politics is everywhere nowadays, and it seems to be seeping into the school. And like I mentioned before, that need for us to produce well-rounded students and give them that chance for that well-rounded education, that needs to be the primary focus. We can't let politics interfere with that. You know, personal bias, political activism, we need to make sure that that's checked at the door. And so I think that's going to be a challenge for not only Becker, but any school. Until we get through these times, and I don't know when that'll be, but the political divisions right now are so intense, we need to make sure that the schools focus on the student, the safe, welcoming environment, preparing them for their next step, and just kind of keeping the rest of that out.
And I give everybody this opportunity. It's the elevator speech. It's the campaign speech. Why Troy Burning for School Board?
First off, I'll say because I'm not a politician, and therefore I don't really have a really good elevator speech. But I would say I'm a long-term member of the community. My kids went to school here. I still have. My youngest is in school. and I'm in it for the students. And I just want to contribute. I think I learn a lot more and do a lot better job by listening rather than talking. So if you see me on the board, you're not going to see me talking much. I'm going to be listening to those that are presenting either from a policy committee or from the community. But if given the chance, my goal is to work with my fellow board members, listen to the community at whole, and try to continue the excellence that Becker has set forth.
Those are the questions that I had. Is there anything in particular that you wanted to bring forward, that you wanted to bring to the table?
You know, I don't have a lot other than just encourage everybody to get out and vote. This is a very crucial and critical election for the Becker School in that, as I mentioned, there were two people who resigned, and so those are the two-year spots. And then there's three people that are up for the four-year spots. So that's five members of the board up for election on a six-member board. So it is critical we get out and vote because almost the entire board is up for election this year. And to me, that could be good and it could be bad because we could, if you look on my website, I list some of the people that I think that I'd support. And some of them are incumbents, because I think we need some continuity on the board. Get out there, vote, become educated, look up the candidates, see what they stand for, and show up at the polls.